like putting those little beads on the wedding veil, and maybe you dropped a bead on the floor and you were so mad at yourself. What might you say to yourself?
I don't know. When I swept up in here, I found four beads that was on the floor, and they're over there on my tray now.
Oh.
That's all that I dropped. And the last time
that's
I was beating
good.
It.
Is there anything that you say to yourself when you're mad at yourself?
I don't talk to myself.
You know, you say, aw shucks? Do you ever say
aw,
that?
No. Shucks? No.
You say good grief or my goodness?
My goodness, yeah.
Is that what you say?
Boy, I couldn't think.
If somebody told you something that was kind of shocking to you, you might, and told you something that somebody has done, and you're right surprised at it, you might say, why,
I'm
very?
I'm surprised if they did it.
Do you ever use the word idea? Why, the very?
The very idea of them feeling, thinking to do it, yeah,
you do
idea.
Say that.
Uh-huh.
What do you say to somebody when you're asking about their health?
How do you feel?
What do you say when you, if somebody introduces you to somebody that you do not know, what do you say to that person that you meet for the first
I'm
time?
I'm so glad to meet you.
If somebody has come to see you, when they leave, you might say, come
again.
What do you say to somebody you meet around Christmas time?
Merry Christmas.
What do you say to somebody at the 1st of January?
New Year's.
What do you say around New Year's Day to somebody? Happy
New Year.
Is there anything that you might say to somebody that means the same thing as thank you?
Thanks.
Or you say I'm much?
Appreciated. I don't know what else
you
could use.
I'd
say thank you.
This word starts with a B. Ob something.
I'm obligated.
Or do you say
obliged.
If you had to go downtown, you might say to somebody, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping. Only I don't go, I give the children a list and they do my shopping.
If you bought something, if you actually did go to the store, though, and you bought something, the man at the store might take a piece of paper and do what to it?
Wrap it up.
And you might say, he did it in brown paper. He what in brown paper?
Wrapped it.
And when you get home, you're going to undo it or...
Undo it and stretch it out.
Okay. And you might say, you un what? He wrapped it, you're gonna
unwrap it.
If you sell something for less than you paid for it, you might say, I had to sell it at a
loss.
If you saw something in the store that you wanted very much and you didn't have enough money to buy it, you might say, I like it, but it
cost too much.
At the first of the month sometime, we say a bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay the
dues. Only I don't belong to nothing but the Methodist Church, and I hope they don't ever turn me out. But when I was a kid, though, we used to go to the Methodist Church.